Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, Joel, and thank you very much to Reliant as well. Before I get started on this, you know, all week we talked about Kirk Cousins and how different he was when you played against him, when you put pressure on him and when he didn't have pressure. He was outstanding when he didn't have pressure.
Biggest splits in the league when pressure did not pressure.
Yeah, no blitz yesterday, no pressure. He was 13 of 15 for 145 and two touchdowns with no blitz. But what was different about yesterday for him is under pressure he was 8 of 11 for 110 yards and a touchdown. And he was 6 of 9 for 77 yards and a touchdown against the blitz. Why is that? Why is that all week long you talk about, you know, if you can get a guy, you blitz him, you put pressure on him.
Didn't they sack him twice on some blitzes?
Twice, yeah.
So two of them worked out for you, but
See, that's the thing that's disappointing, a little bit disheartening. If, you know, you feel like that everybody else in the league finds a way to get pressure on this guy, or they when they do, that he's a different player, that he doesn't play at a very high level. And then you actually do get some pressure on him, and he hits you for 8 of 11 in this football game.
It just seems like that's the way it goes right now for this team.
Absolutely snake bit.
Yeah, they're not good at getting pressure, and then what happens? They have a great day against you.
Well, and too, look, we were talking about last week, and even there, you know, Eric and I were talking about it in the pregame yesterday. They're another team that doesn't get pressure. They found a way to play the twist game. Mike McCarthy's talked about this a bunch. That people, when they move the front up, you know, against the Cowboys, they have problems. Dallas has problems picking up twist stunts. That's what got you yesterday a little bit. And that was something that they just haven't done a very good job of being able to kind of sort those things out. It's been a problem. All right. I want to kind of give a little tip of the cap of guys that on the tape that I think played pretty well. Rico Dowdle, I think, played well for you. Osa Odighizuwa, I think, played well for you. Carl Lawson, I think, played well for you. And then Overshown, I think, played well for you in this football game. Those are the guys that I would kind of say that I know that several of those guys are on defense. But Dowdle, I thought, was your best offensive player in that game yesterday.
Well, your defense, totally. I mean, 15 missed tackles is what Mike Zimmer just told the media is what they had.
Yeah.
The tackling was terrible.
Gosh.
But they played well enough for you to have a chance to win that football game.
They have a chance. So, those were the guys. We talked about how would you know, Kyle Pitts didn't hurt you in that game yesterday. Remember last week we talked about a little bit. Would you consider putting McQuamu on him? They did. And we talked about another thing is, would you bring Overshown as a poor man's Micah Parsons blitzer? They did in the first drive that Atlanta having got. They brought him off the edge on a rush and were able to get a pressure out of it. And never went back to it. Went back to him being a. They brought him on a blitz, but just as a straight like edge rusher, went one time first series. What did they do? They got off the field.
Yeah, first time they forced that all year. Not allowed the opponents to score
all year long. And so now here you are, and you're like going, "Gosh, could that have been something? Maybe you thought about a little bit more in this game." Those are the things that drive me nuts. You know, attacking guys. Attacking Alford in this game. I mean, he had 9 targets, 6 receptions. They didn't hit him for the yards they probably should have hit him for in this game. You know, but they didn't throw the ball past the sticks. Your quarterback was not interested in throwing the ball past the sticks yesterday.
He didn't at all, did he? No, third and down.
Not at all.
Third down that he didn't throw to or past the sticks.
Yeah. And they, a lot of like say the routes were underneath the catch and the run after catch stuff. But
that's what emphasizing not turning it over gets you.
Yeah. Well, whatever it wasn't good enough.
And drawing up plays where you don't trust your offensive line. True. So you're like, we're going to have to get this ball out quick. Hopefully Lamb or Ferguson can make a play.
Yeah. Opening drive for your Cowboys, though, when they had that third and 12, Prescott had a chance to hit Brooks for a touchdown on the post. And he threw short underneath to Lamb like we talked about. It likely would have been a touchdown. You know, he might have felt like he didn't have the time. They did blitz through the middle, you know, but he hurried the throw to make sure they got the ball out of his hands. It was third and 12 on the play. But if in fact he would have waited for Brooks, and that might be this, he maybe just doesn't trust Brooks.
Brooks came up with a great play later on.
Yeah. So maybe that's it. Third and 12, he just didn't want to throw the ball that direction. There's a couple of times this happens when you look at.
It's just frustrating when your first read is short of the sticks.
Yeah.
On third down. Why
don't you try and.
Why are you calling a play where the route's designed to be short of the
Dawson's
sticks?
Dawson's right.
Yeah, exactly.
He might be in a situation, too, where he doesn't trust the offensive line and he's worried about turning the ball over down there in the red zone. You know, that might be the situation. Hey, I'm not going to throw the ball in the post because I'm worried about, but. If he lets Brooks clear, it's going to be a touchdown likely.
How many plays were there like that? I know there was at least one other. He had Ferguson wide open on a deep ball he threw. That
yeah, he had a situation too where he just did not. They tried to run the wheel that we talked about it early. One of his sacks that he had two options on the first sack that Atlanta had, and that's what I was saying. And the two options were he had Dowdle open in the flat and then Tolbert open on the wheel. And the wheel, I mean, going up the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And Guyton just could not hold on to his guy long enough. Guyton, I mean, he's battling, but Dak's in the pocket, and all of a sudden he starts to move, which now puts Guyton in a kind of a bad spot because now Guyton's having to try and fight and get his guy. And he really can't. But he had two options. Like I say, he could have thrown the ball underneath there to Rico Dowdle, or he could have hit the wheel, and he never saw the wheel. I'm sure when he was flying home last night, he was on the pad. Said,
damn it!
Yeah, the second sack that they gave up, he's got Turpin on a shallow cross, and he gets some pressure inside from Jarrett. Jarrett beats Steele. And so all of a sudden now there's...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just really nowhere for him to go with the football. But that's unfortunate right there, because if he hits the shallow cross, they've got a shot to get a nice gain there.
With Turpin right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and even that, it's third and nine, and you're throwing the ball like 4 air yards.
Yeah, well, but...
And you're hoping that the guy
you're
that's...
Hoping, yeah,
you're hoping Turpin makes a guy miss.
Your fastest guy. You got to give him credit. You got to give Prescott credit on the Dowdle touchdown where he juggled it. That is a great job by Prescott to climb in the pocket to find Rico. It's really a good design. They get Tolbert all the way across the formation through trash again, like we saw in the Pittsburgh game. And he was an option. He was available, but the pressure was probably too much. But I could see what they were trying to do. They get down there, and they're trying to kind of pick some guys off. And Tolbert does a great job of getting open. But Dowdle does an even better job of hanging on to the ball. I mean, Dak is under some serious pressure, and then he's able to kind of get himself in position, but concentrate to allow the ball to come down to him.
That was a double hero play from Dak to Dowdle. I mean, the entire offensive line caves in, I guess, outside of Tyler Smith. Everybody, BB and Martin, it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Steele's running into his own guy. Guyton's getting smoked. That was a nutty play.
According to Next Gen, Dak made every single rusher miss for Atlanta, all four defensive linemen.
Yeah, you cannot you cannot believe how much duress he was under to get that ball out. They got a call later in the game called. They had a 12-man in the huddle call.
Yeah,
and this is going to be, this one's on the sidelines, and you could see on tape what they were doing or what they were trying to do. Cook's on the field already from the previous play, and he's used as a pass protector, really, as a pass blocker. They didn't hand the ball to him, so he's in the backfield as a blocker. So the ball is thrown to Lamb short of the sticks. Schoonmaker, Spanford, and Lipke all come on the field. All of them come on the field. The receivers all go off except Lamb. And Cook's standing there in the huddle thinking he doesn't know where he fits in all this. So what they were going to do was they were going to try and hurry up to the line and run a play with Lamb in the backfield. Instead, like, Cook didn't know that he was supposed to come off. When all those receivers went off and the tight ends came on, he just kind of looked like that he didn't know where he was supposed to be. And then he comes off late, and then that's how they get called in for the 12 men in the huddle.
Yeah, but you have Baker Mayfield a few years ago in a short week becoming a Ram the same week they have a Thursday night football game and they go win a game. Dalvin Cook's been here for a while now, and this is not the first time that he hasn't been buttoned up.
Yeah. There's been some things that they need to figure out there. Carl Lawson, the sack fumble. This is a great job by Lawson beating Pitts off the ball. And they also had Bijan Robinson in there trying to help, but he got caught too far to the inside and was absolutely no help on the play. Robinson made a smart play to try and, as the fumble, he made a smart play to try and knock the ball away from Leofau, which he did. But he knocked it right to Wilson. Leofau was going to fall on the ball.
I was wondering how it got shot through there so quick.
Bijan Robinson is actually if you're going to give up a play and try and make another heady play, he saw Leofau was going to fall on the ball and he knocked it forward. But Wilson was coming forward. They didn't have any other Falcon players there. Carl Lawson's second sack was he just drove his head in the middle of Matthew's chest. And drove him directly back into the play. Really nice job by Osa winning on the inside against the double team to make Cousins have to step up. And it was really good hustle by Lawson to be able to finish that play. So nice job by him. If I could finish up with the punt return from – I'm going to do the – if I could real quick, the fake punt is what I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike said they got the look that they wanted here. And – I don't believe he's right at all there.
Not sure what look they were looking for.
I don't, yeah. Okay, on the other side of the formation, you have Flournoy as a gunner. 6'3", wide receiver on the other side of the formation. He's the left outside gunner. And you have C.J. Goodwin inside on the opposite side on the right side. This play had no chance from the start. It really, really didn't. You watch C.J. Goodwin come off the ball. He gets no separation. He's getting jammed. He tries to turn. The ball is already in the air. There's just no it's not putting a player in a position to have some success. Why not put Flournoy over there? Put a receiver that's got height. You got a shorter defensive back over there trying to block one-on-one. Or trying to, so put a taller guy, put a receiver. Put a guy that knows how to high point a football over there and make the play. If you're going to run that play, make sure you have the right tools to run the play. Don't throw the ball to a guy who can't get off the line, doesn't know how to high point the ball.
And is covered.
And got covered.
Yeah.
That's not the matchup you want.
Especially when the rules dictate that that guy can just completely mug Goodwin in that scenario. Which he doesn't have to play it like a real defensive back. He could throw Goodwin to the ground while the ball's in the air.
Pass interference is legal and the Cowboys were calling for PI.
Yeah, wow. And Mike,
so I was thinking I don't think they knew that was the case.
You see on the film, Mike.
Hey, Bones Fossil, man. That guy knows what he's doing.
Well, Mike was running down the sidelines kind of complaining and Bones grabbed him like, "Bro, they can do that."
Yeah.
You know, okay, at least somebody knew.
And we knew it when we drew it up. I don't know what's worse, not knowing or knowing and still drawing up the single worst fake punt of all time.
And by the way, too,
just do the vomit, dude. We talked about the vomit on Friday.
I like the
bust
vomit.
Bust out the
idea.
Vomit. You know the vomit brought us, don't you?
Yeah. No, what's the vomit?
Dude, it's a great fake punt. High school did it where the punter goes like he's punting it, but instead of when he goes for the kick follow through, he actually just uses his underhand to throw the ball into the sky, and his gunner knows that he didn't kick it and he threw it, and the gunner goes and catches it. It's one of the most amazing things you've ever seen. It's the vomit.
Vomit.
You just got to coordinate the swing of the arm and the leg, and up she goes.
Instead, they just made the entire fan base vomit.
We're pulling the vomit.
There you go.
Chief, where are we going next?
Well, we do have a sports hodgepodge. Got plenty of things to get to from incompetence around the NFL, but the lip readers caught Dak describing this team in three words yesterday. So I'd like to ask the Tolos to do the same. Describe these Cowboys using three words only, 877-881-1053. That's next year in the nation.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.